This is Ozarks at Large. While Arkansas has the fourth highest teen birth rate in the United States, the state has made improvements in the past couple of decades. Still, the head of the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy says more can be done. Sarah Brown, the CEO of the private independent nonprofit group, was in Arkansas this week. She spoke at the Clinton School of Public Service and also to the Human Services Subcommittee of the Arkansas House and Senate. While in the state, she talked with Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR. And while she talked to Michael, she praised efforts in Arkansas that have lowered the percentage of teen pregnancies.
This has long been a problem in Arkansas. First, tell me how we're doing. Are things getting any better?
Well, they are getting better, and so I think we should start out on a high note here. The rate has gone down about 43%, the teen birth rate, since 1991. The nation has done better as a whole. It's down 52%. But let's look at the cup as half full. This is a problem that can be worked on successfully. And Arkansas has, over a number of years, had a number of initiatives. So we want to keep the effort going because we're not where we need to be.
43%, that's a fairly significant amount here over 20, 25 years. What has been key? I assume it's probably several things coming together.
Well, I think the big picture is that young people in America, coast to coast, have gotten this message that adolescence has to be used for education and growing up. It simply can't be for starting your families. So that sort of basic social norm, that consensus, is clearly growing. In Arkansas, though, we still have work to do because the rate, as you pointed out, we're still the fourth highest in the nation on teen births. So we need more efforts. Probably a combination of things, more parental conversations, more school programs, more good family planning services, more education, more opportunities. All those things make a difference.
What is it about states like Arkansas? I've often heard that in more rural areas, there are less things to do and kids start experimenting earlier, factors like that. What is it about the more rural areas that have higher birth rates?
Well, we have learned this, that the teen pregnancy and birth rates are higher in rural areas than in urban areas. And it's a combination, I think, of what you mentioned, maybe not as much to do. It's also true that there are fewer health services or just human services in general in rural areas, or they're harder to get to. And often in families and in communities, there are not a lot of role models of people who have gone on to finish high school, go on to get post-secondary education, and so on. So it's a combination of factors, but we see when there are states that are heavily rural, they often do have higher teen pregnancy and birth rates.
Why is this so important? What impact does an unplanned pregnancy, especially for a teenager, have on that young woman?
The reason we all care so deeply about teen pregnancy and childbearing is because of the effects on the children and also because of the effects on the mother and family. Children born to teen mothers are at much greater risk of limited education, being raised in a single-parent family, and so forth. In particular, they're at greater risk of child poverty. And the reason for that, of course, is because the young mother often has her education interrupted. A teen mother has a very, very limited prospect of graduating from high school, let alone a couple of years of post-secondary training and getting a good job. So she will remain poor if she is poor. She may very well become poor if she wasn't to start out with. So from the point of view of education, poverty, economic opportunity, economic competitiveness, this is one of those real linchpin issues.
Anything in particular that you think more states like Arkansas should be doing?
Well, we do hope that public financing for family planning and for effective programs can continue and grow. That can include Medicaid, it includes a number of other public programs. So there's that, but there's also private sector involvement, physicians, communities, churches, and so forth. Everybody's all hands on deck. Everybody has to get involved.
Sarah Brown is the CEO of the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. She was in Arkansas this week to speak at the Clinton School of Public Service and to talk to the Human Services Subcommittee of the Arkansas House and Senate. She talked to Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR while she was in the state.